Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. I feel like so much stuff in life happens all the time, and yet I come in here recently and I'm like, I don't even know what to talk about. Though today I'm feeling, we're gonna talk about body image issues. Feeling insecure in your body, even though everybody's beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. Okay, 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 slay. So, for a long time, I think this is a relatable worldwide issue with a lot of people having body image issues. No matter how big or small that you are, people are constantly struggling with the way that they look, whether it be their face or their physical body, any of the above, else, or other. Recently, it's really freaking cold outside, and it makes me not want to go to the gym. Also wants me to, like, eat all the time. Lots of little snackies. For example, last night, went home, had a full bag, big size of chips. Probably shouldn't have done that. Was like, you know, it's fine. And then woke up this morning, was like, you know, I'm feeling a little chunky. That's okay. That's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. But you know what else? I also barely went to the gym this week, which also made me feel like, I'm trying to work on that body yaddy yaddy for summertime, trying to get into that shape. But like, my habits are not doing the same thing as they used to. I'm just not built the way I used to, like in high school. I started this routine of waking up at 6 a.m. and going to the gym and then going to school and then going to work after. So I was very active, and still, even then, I felt bigger, even though I was probably the smallest that I have ever been. That happened up until last year, so probably 6 years of my life. I was waking up 6 a.m., going to the gym, walking around all the time, doing a lot of stuff, not really eating that much, doing like 1 to 2 small little snacky meals a day. And now I'm like a full-grown woman a little bit. Not full-grown. My frontal lobe is still developing. Though, I am growing up, and it's getting more difficult. I was also diagnosed with PCOS, which people don't talk about. It's called Pelvic Cyst Ovary something? Let me look it up right now. Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome. I don't know where the C comes in there. I guess it could just be POS. So they decided to do PCOS. So it's a hormonal disorder in which higher than normal androgen levels lead to irregular, menstrual periods, abnormal ovulation, infertility, excess facial or body hair, and or acne in women. Affects 10 to 13% of reproductive age women. And that is a source from WHO.INT. It looks reliable. World Health Organization. Just updated the 22nd of this year, January 2026. So yeah, makes it harder to lose weight. I actually went to a specialist for this. You gotta go to an endocrinologist. You know how hard it is to get an appointment with an endocrinologist? It takes months, close to a year for an appointment with an endocrinologist. And a lot of times they're like, just change your diet. There's not really anything they can prescribe. There's no surgery. There's nothing you can do to kind of heal that. And learning that, I was like, oh, maybe this is why I constantly feel insecure about my body, because I have this thing that is not just, you know, a normal sickness. It is hormonal. Not that other sickness. Sorry, I got really distracted because there is like someone playing the guitar in here. So please ignore that. They're jamming out and I'm down to jam. I just can't jam and chat at the same time. We're not making PB&J up in here with the jam and the guitar and me spinning. I would say facts, but I mean, there has been some facts in here so far. As I was saying, not that like other illnesses aren't, because a lot of illnesses, I think, start from hormones, like hormone imbalances. It's just like, it's kind of a niche, especially because it's related to women's health, which doesn't have as much research on it. Anywho, so that plus I was on medications for my mental health, which is a thing, and I made the mistake of getting an IUD back in the day. So I had a boyfriend about 2-3 years ago. Didn't last very long. That one we might call the situationship type thing. And when I was seeing him, I was like, oh, okay, now I might want to get like an IUD, because honestly, I'm not very good at taking my birth control. I don't always take it as consistently as I should. Sometimes I miss a day. Also, sometimes and often, I don't always take it at the right time. Maybe I'm just like not around it when I need to take it, or I have my alarm go off and I'm like, oh, I'll take it right away. And then I forget after turning the alarm off. So it's difficult. Things that men don't have to deal with, because they don't have to take a pill and think about taking a pill every day. It's really annoying. And then if they don't take the pill, everything goes out of whack. I'm literally on my period right now too, even though technically it matches my schedule on my app, but it doesn't match up with the pills, which is always concerning. I'm like, do I just skip to the pink pills? Because the white ones are the sugar pills that, like, in, I guess, give you a fake period, I was told by a doctor. They called it a fake period. And I was like, I don't know if there are any fake periods, but you mean, like, not in my natural cycle? Also, I went to a male doctor at a walk-in clinic and was asking him because I was like, oh, like, I missed my period a few times, but now I'm on my period, so do I just skip to, like, the period pills? And he was like, no, just start a new pack. But he didn't even know what pills I was talking about. He couldn't even differentiate. He's like, oh, like, there's the pills that are white and pink. Like, he didn't remember. Like, mans did not understand the birth control package, the birth control contents. So that's concerning that even at the walk-in clinic, this male doctor does not even know about birth control. The basic. Back to my thing. 2 years ago, I got an IUD, and I got the one that they, like, insert inside of you. First of all, extremely painful. I had to drive home after that, and I was like, they should say that you literally need to have someone drive you home, because the cramps that are induced are probably the worst cramps I've ever had in my life. Besides one time, I was walking up the stairs into my house as a youth, and I got a period cramp that felt so bad that I collapsed to the ground because I felt like I was being stabbed. And my sister was like, you're so dramatic. And I was like, sister, it feels like someone literally just took a knife and stabbed it inside of me. So yeah, being a woman. I went to get the IUD too. And I asked them, I was like, are there any side effects before I get this? And they're like, no side effects. I started breaking out. Never have I ever had this, like, acne in my whole life. I've always been complimented on having clear skin. Well, that's ruined for the rest of my life, because now I have acne scarring, and it's gotten a lot better, though I don't think my skin will ever heal to the clarity that it originally was. And I had to get it taken out in order for it to stop, and then I had to go on Accutane. And when you're on Accutane, there's so many things about Accutane. It makes you so dry. Hormonal things, again, can make you really depressed. Like, I know a girl who was on it and was so depressed she had to stop kind of taking it because it just made her so depressed. And I already had depression, so I mean, I didn't really notice that much of a difference. I was also living away from everyone. Like, this was right after my episode, so it was all a lot at once. I didn't even know what was happening. So yeah, I got that taken out, took the Accutane actually helped me a lot. Literal lifesaver, but it was bad. And not only that, I think it made me gain a lot of weight while I was on the IUD, which is things they don't tell you. And then I went to my endocrinologist recently, like a new one in this, I call it my hometown. It's not my hometown. It's where I go to school, where I'm living right now. So I went to her and she was like, yeah, no, the IUD is not good. And they lie to you and they tell you that there's no side effects, but there are. And then there's even another kind of birth control where you take it and you get it, like, shot into your arm. Even that one, they don't do it anymore. Apparently they don't do that kind of birth control anymore because both of them have a certain hormone in it, which is not helpful, I guess. Or it's only recommended for an older age group. So she was like, don't do that. Just stick to the pill. Also, those can make you gain weight. I was like, these would have been great things to know 2 years ago before it literally ruined my body. And I think my body is still trying to catch up and adjust. Not to mention just regular life. Like, I'm so tired all the time. I had a boy over the other night, and I knew he wanted to go again. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, bro, I am sleepy. I was low-key a little hungover too in the next morning, and I was like, I could do it, but do I want to? Also, I wasn't expecting to, and I know that you're supposed to, like, you're not supposed to. I like to shave before being intimate with people. That is a personal thing. It just makes me feel better. A lot of women don't. Men don't care sometimes. Sometimes they really do. I don't do it for them. I do it for me. But I didn't have a clean, fresh shave because I was not expecting anything to happen that evening. So I was also like, you know, now it's broad daylight and we're both sober. So I don't know. Plus, I'm insecure about my tummy. Like, he's like putting his arm on my stomach and I'm like, oh my God, don't touch me there because it's not solid. It is a little cushy, squishy little thing. Then when I have these moments, I think back to when I was working in the service industry back when I was still going to the gym, 6 a.m., like running around for 4 hours in the evening, carrying plates, doing basically a lot of cardio because the service industry, when you work at a busy restaurant, you begin your steps in. And one of the older servers came to me and she's like, no, like, you know, men love something to hold on to. They love a little chunk in the wonk. And some of them don't. Some of them, they like the look and they're like, you know, but those are not the men that I think that I would want or that I should want, because the second you get pregnant, the second something changes in life and you don't look that way, they may just stop, quotation marks, loving you, you know. And it's not just about men. I'm sure women have this thing too. Like, I'm bi, so it can go both ways. Some people are just superficial and that's kind of what they care about. I mean, for me, I'm not gonna lie, I do have a bit of a double standard. I do appreciate like a good body yada, you know, like I like a six pack. I like them lean. That is also because I need someone to be able to pick me up so that I don't feel like I'm super heavy. I need them to be stronger than me so that I don't feel super heavy. Like, you know, if there's a puddle and he wants to be all romantic and like scoop me up, I need him to be able to do it with ease. Even if I was with a woman too, you know, got to be able to both pick each other up kind of thing. You know, if someone falls, you need someone there strong enough to catch you. Which, that made no sense. Though I'm sure you should understand what I mean. I hope you do. So I'm feeling insecure, specifically my arms right now. Like, I've never had a thing about my arms. And now I'm feeling like my arms are really, like, flabby. I've never wanted, like, the flabby arms. I'm feeling flabby, you know? And I just don't want Graham and Bat wings, though. Why? You know, because lots of women do. And I think that I see other women who are not, like, you know, skinny minis. And I think they're absolutely beautiful. Sometimes I feel like it's like the clothes we wear as well. I don't know why I'm saying we, the clothes I wear as well, because I see other women and they're just so nice. And like, even though they are not skinny minis, they're wearing like amazing outfits that just make their body look amazing just because, you know, they know how to like fashion their body. For me, it's not in the bank to go shopping and get some cute fits. I'm out here at the thrift store, and if it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I can't go out shopping trying to find the perfect fit that's going to make me look like a slim, thick queen, you know. I do have certain outfits. I'm running out of outfits. I'm running out of outfits. The other night, I wore a corset, and I was like, oh, I'm feeling snatched, whatever. And I turned around, and I look at the back, and I was like, damn, like, you know, that's not fully tightened up. Like, could be tinier. And I'm thinking, like, all the other girls I see at the bars. And then we went to this, like, kind of rodeo kind of night. I'm looking at the girls there. I'm like, how are these girls like slim with boobs and a butt? Like, what are you doing? Sometimes I'd like to say it's just genetics. So I know like they probably, I'm sure they put the work in too. Some of them could be genetics. I do know some people where it's like, you could eat a full cake every day and be fine. You know, they got that fast metabolism going for them. But a lot of girls I know, it's not just like girls who are not size twos that feel insecure about their bodies. I know that there's tinier girls who feel that way too, because I was also tiny and I still felt that way. So it's just like a whole, I want to get back to going to the gym more, and I have been going more, though I was going for like literally September to December, and even before that I was going a lot. And it's just like, I get so frustrated because I feel like I don't see it making a difference. And then my roommates are like, no, we see it making a difference. I'm like, oh, well, I don't feel a difference. My clothes still feel the same. And I still feel bulky and blah, blah, blah. Though I've been really good about just like trying to reframe my mindset to be like, you know, everybody is beautiful because everybody is beautiful, you know? And also not focusing on like the male gaze, which I think I have mentioned in probably the episode that just came out, episode 8. I was just listening to episode 8, I was talking about how I feel like I let my image go because of the way that men perceive me. But men don't know, man. They don't know everything that's going on. Shout out to your guy watching this podcast, though. There's things that us women don't understand that you guys are going through. So it's a mutual thing. I'm just coming from a female perspective. And to me, I'm not going to put my value on what men are thinking of me, though it does suck. There was one night I went to the club. I thought this guy was cute. And I went up to him and I was with my friend. And he was like, no, not you. And I was like, oh, fuck you, bitch. I'm sorry. That was probably really out of line. Like, does someone be like, no, you know? And I've done it before. Like, I feel bad. So, you know, that's what happens when you have a couple drinks. But yeah, I reacted because that never really happened to me before, you know? Because I think the least you could do is just be like, you know, lie. Say I'm taken. You know, you don't need to, like, shame me and be like, oh, no, not you. Like, for me, if a guy does it, I don't necessarily say, like, I'm just not attracted to you. I just kind of, like, I'm nice. And then if they come too close, kind of put my hand out, like, you know, give me some personal space. Had to do this the other night. This guy was, like, super drunk. And he was also too young, you know. He wasn't, like, underage, but he was, like, you know, a little younger. Looked a little younger. And I was like, okay, back off. He ended up finding someone, so good for him. It just wasn't going to be me. So, yeah, that's the other thing, is I don't really want to, like, date or talk to someone who looks like they are younger, because, you know, they're going to grow out of that. They're not going to have a baby face forever. It's just, like, I don't want to look like I'm with my son, because I look older. So I don't want to date someone who's maybe a year or two younger than me, though they look like they could be my brother or my child, you know? I'd like to have someone around with that intimidating look. So I'm a little intimidating. You know, if someone's, like, trying to fight, you'd be like, oh, you don't want to mess with her type beat. We're talking about body image, and I just went on a whole other spiral, but that's how it be. That's how it do. Sometimes it goes down that way. You know, another thing that really impacted my body image is that my ex is, like, got that, I can't hype him up like this, but it's, like, low-key, like, a little godlike figure, you know? Like, when I was in my psychosis, I was thinking, I was like, yo, he was, like, literally fucking Hercules. But yeah, that's embarrassing. What a shame. So with him, I feel like, oh, I need to, like, get back at him, like, get a better body or whatever. But really, like, why do I care? Why do I care? I don't really care. You know, this episode is already going pretty long, so maybe we'll put a 2-for-1. Oh my god, I just had the worst period. I'm having the worst period cramp in this moment. Oh my god, it's happening. I'm giving birth. I'm having a baby. I'm having a baby. Oh, it just hit. Okay, it passed. It's passing. Passing. It's passing. I have a funny story for you guys. Oh wait, but it's kind of bad, but it's good. It's a funny story. Okay. Do I save it for the next episode? Maybe I'll save it for the next episode, because it's good. Because today we're talking about body image. I gotta stop myself, you know, because sometimes I say that I came in here, right? I started the episode. I was like, I got nothing to talk about. Now I'm coming in here and I'm like, oh, it's coming back to me. It's all coming back to me now. I don't even know what song that is. So, moral of the story with body image is just, oh my god, it happened again. It happened again. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Moral of the story, you know, nobody's perfect. Even you can go to the gym like 24/7 and eat in the calorie deficit and have the perfect body, though there's still going to be things. It's nice to be able to move, and I want to be able to be old and still do all the things that I can and go on walks and go on hikes when I'm like 50. And do things with kids, which hopefully I'll have one day. That's a whole other topic. I know that there's a kid epidemic going on. A lot of people don't want to have kids. Like, literally, I think maybe one out of my, including me, like, 5 roommates. Like, there's 2 out of 5 of us that are even open to having kids. And I don't even know if the other one is. But all my roommates, I talked to 3 out of my 5 roommates about this. And all the girls are like, we don't want kids. We don't want kids. And I'm like, makes sense. Totally get that. That's a different perspective. Okay. That's enough of that. Thank you for listening to this body image episode. I hope that this helped you process your body image. You're not alone. No matter what size you are, from a 2 to a 20, you're beautiful, babe. Or dudes. You know, dudes got eating disorders and stuff too. But I do think that, like, every woman I've talked to, whether they know it or not, low-key has had a body, like, what's it called, an eating disorder, undiagnosed, or something along those lines. You know, society, and that's why anytime that one of those, like, fitness, you know, fitness, nutrition, things come on my free page, because that was my whole free page for a while, I just scroll, I put non-interested, and that's not my feed anymore. Now it's just funny stuff. And when I look in the mirror, I just gotta be like, batty, yaddy, 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 yaddy. And it's good to surround yourself with other people who also have that mindset. Because, like, yeah, bodies will change. They'll go up and down. I'm sure if I keep working at it, I will be able to get to kind of what I want. But I should be happy with what I have right now, because it did get me. It has gotten me places. Whoa, what does that mean? I'm not selling my body. That is not what I meant. I mean, like, you know, just because that one guy said, not her, you know, that's fine. That's fine. And I'm not mad about it, because later that evening, I found someone else, so, period. And it's also not for them, it is for me, and I will be able to do the things, you know. I started doing workout classes instead of doing, like, 2 hours at the gym, because the 2 hours at the gym was, like, exhausting me, like, I was tired all the time, And I think I was just pushing too hard and then like not even feeling results. Like I wasn't even sore the next day. But now I'm doing my little workout classes, which are like short. They're like 45 minutes to an hour. And I know I'm in. I break my sweat. I go out. Like I did a workout class for booty on Tuesday. And damn. I told the girl doing it. I was like, my legs are shaking. It is wild. And I'm still sore today. That was 4 days ago. And I'm still sore. I don't even know if I'll be able to do legs next week because my legs are still sore. And that was an amazing workout. And I couldn't have done that by myself because I didn't really know. Bands are where it's at. I freaking hate the bands. They're very good. Also, you know, as long as you're moving your body a little bit every day, getting your steps in, it's okay to have off days. I like listening to the people who are like 4 times a week because I used to go like every day. And I would like to get back to that eventually, though. We're slowly moving into it, accepting that it's winter season. No need to make excuses, though. Also, forgiveness, patience, and have grace. And with that, I think I'll end it there so that I can start the next episode, which I give you a little sneak peek as to what that will be. So thank you so much for listening. You slay. Have a great day, evening, whatever time it is where you're at. And au revoir.